This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare. As we know it, for more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. John Gingrich, the CEO of EchoSense North America. EchoSense is a high-technology company offering the FibroScan family of products. Mr. Gingrich, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, hi, Eric. Well, it's a pleasure to be with you today, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it is certainly our pleasure and honor to have you with us and looking forward to learning a few things as well. So for starters, if you would, share with us the ongoing need for liver health assessment and why the detection of fatty liver disease remains such a pressing challenge for Americans today.
Yeah, so Eric, I'd say that, you know, the alarming rise in obesity has been devastating here in the United States, causing insulin resistance that leads to a buildup of blood sugar and increases the amount of free fatty acids circulating in the blood and inside liver cells. This buildup of fat is very common in those with type 2 diabetes and increases the risk of liver fibrosis, cirrhosis, liver cancer, and unfortunately, ultimately death. More recently, the pandemic has led to more people stress eating and not getting enough exercise, which only fuels our obesity epidemic. This has made it critical to identify people at high risk of experiencing complications in order to prevent non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The acronym is NAFLD, or NAFLD, an asymptomatic disease that can lead to non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, the acronym there being NASH, N-A-S-H, fibrosis or cirrhosis. NASH is an asymptomatic progressive liver disease that can lead to increased liver-related mortality and morbidity. Estimates show that more than 350 million people will have NASH globally by 2030. Unfortunately, today, most doctors treat the underlying conditions such as obesity rather than focusing on liver health.
Well, that certainly is a bit of eye-opening information to lead things off here today, and certainly I'm sure you've got the attention of the audience as well. If you would share the 2021 EchoSense corporate initiative and its focus on halting the progression of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, fibrosis, and cirrhosis, and describe new goals and objectives for building on the progress that EchoSense had made last year in 2020. Get into some of those details.
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to. And, you know, in early 2020, we established a corporate vision, a mission, along with core values that we hold ourselves accountable to in order to, and I'll just state what our vision is here, in order to envision a future where medical professionals and their patients have the best tools and information to assess and manage liver health. Despite the global pandemic, I am incredibly proud of what the team has achieved in this remarkable year of 2020, building on this foundation that we set out. As we transition now nearly, midway through 2021, hard to believe, our business is transforming to an offering not just of a single product of what it once was, but rather to a platform of solutions through ES products, but equally enhanced software, data collection, scores that allow for combining intelligent data, service offerings, and a gateway to enable communication directly into electronic health records at a client's site. And finally, new go-to-market strategies. I'd say that all of these components are building on a platform of solutions that are integrated and designed to more easily and more comprehensively allow physicians to treat more of the right patients in a cost-effective manner, ultimately improving the lives of patients that our clients manage.
Well, that certainly is a great report, and thanks for getting into some of the details on that. Now, also, if you would, explain how EchoSense plans to further expand the use of FibroScan technology in healthcare systems across the country. That would be great to mention some of the highlights and details there.
Sure. Well, at Ecosend, we're very proud of the success we've experienced with the FiberScan platform of solutions that we've developed over the past 20 years globally and since 2013 here in the United States. At the same time, we're even more humbled, I'll say, yet excited with the work that's ahead of us. One of our core areas of focus as we move forward is getting this technology in the hands of more clinicians, ultimately to treat more patients and consequently reduce the enormous burden of liver disease for the millions of Americans that suffer today or will suffer due to the asymptomatic conditions as we discussed earlier. To do this, we're investing significantly in our innovation process in order to fuel our pipeline of service and product introductions that will find more diseases, again, as I mentioned, in the right patients by avoiding unnecessary procedures, anxiety, and importantly, in a cost-effective manner that supports our healthcare system. At the same time, we are currently piloting programs and products that are designed to focus more on the patient as well as the provider at each and every stage of this patient's pathway. I think a good example of this is a full comprehensive offering that we're currently piloting to bring our technology to the thousands of private practice offices that typically see these patients earlier in their journey. Our data support that if we can get to them earlier in the progression of their disease, significant cost savings can occur than what we see today. In this scenario, really everyone wins, most importantly, the patient.
No doubt about that, and certainly appreciate your visit with us here today. Certainly some fantastic and important information you're sharing. Today we're speaking with Mr. John Gingrich, the CEO of Ecosend North America, a high technology company offering the FibroScan family of products here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, if you would, Mr. Gingrich, describe specific programs and services to help educate specialists on the role of FibroScan, if you would.
Certainly. While we have a significant install base of our customers using our technology that we've developed since 2013, there remains an opportunity ahead of us to draw more awareness of NAFLD and NASH, and consequently, how to use FibroScan, how FibroScan can aid in the assessment of monitoring these patients. We continue to invest deeply in one of our most prized assets, which is our rich body of clinical data supporting the use of FibroScan. And I think this is exemplified by the more than 2,500 peer-reviewed studies supporting FibroScan technology. This, coupled with our strong commercial organization, represent our offering to the medical community. However, what we have found more recently to be successful is the many times physicians want to hear from other physicians, from their peers. They want to hear from how their peers have adopted FibroScan and the results that they are experiencing. And we're certainly more than happy to facilitate this interaction. We do this now more so than ever due to some of the learnings we reaped from COVID through webinar series with groups of physicians or one-on-one through peer-to-peer video conferencing or phone calls. I'd say secondarily, we have an impressive full team of highly trained clinical education trainers that are an integral part of our customer experience. Their role is primarily dedicated to educating our operators and providing providers on liver disease, how to operate the FibroScan system, and how it can be incorporated into the client's facility. This team is utilized not only upon the initial installation of the FibroScan system, but many times on an ongoing basis to assist in ensuring our clients are getting the best experience possible.
Now, another question for you, Mr. Gingrich. How is Ecosend helping payers and employers to understand the value of FibroScan?
Yeah, Eric, this is a great question and one that we are deeply interested in focusing on, currently, but also as we move forward into the future. The FibroScan technology has excellent insurance coverage from most all major insurers, which is a signal of the efficacy and the practicality of the technology. However, the opportunity exists to draw more awareness to both payers and employers on the importance of greater utilization of the technology and the significant cost savings that can be realized if used on more patients. These are patients that will potentially avoid unnecessary, expensive, and painful procedures, and as such, will save payers and employers significant costs. This thinking was recently supported by a very powerful cost savings manuscript that was accepted for publication in the American Journal of Managed Care, along with an insightful companion editorial by the editor, in which they showed across a 5-year time span an estimated net savings of up to $2.64 per member per month for Medicare patients, and up to $1.91 per patient per month for commercial payers. So as you can hear, this is a significant value that can provide advantages for both payers and employers.
In addition, if you would, talk to us about EchoSend's FastScore implementation and what successes you are seeing as a result of its use. I'm sure listeners would appreciate that information as well.
Sure, I'd be happy to hear. I'd say as treatments become available for active fibrotic NASH, FibroScan and tools like FAST support diagnostic efficiency at point of care, improving diagnostic accuracy and reducing costs. FAST is inexpensive, reduces unnecessary invasive assessments and the need for expensive complex blood tests. A study in the Lancet Gastroenterology and Hepatology demonstrates the value of FAST as a tool to enhance diagnostic capabilities of healthcare providers to effectively identify patients with a high probability of active fibrotic NASH. These study results show that FAST emerges as a vital tool to effectively and efficiently identify the more than 12 million people in the United States, the European Union, who may be living with active asymptomatic fibrotic NASH. So a very helpful tool for clinicians.
Excellent stuff, and thanks for your input on that as well. Now, explain how the COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted opportunities for EchoSend to solve new problems and support innovations that advance preventive care, address critical health care needs, and improve outcomes for more Americans. Talk to us about that.
Sure. Yeah, the relationship between COVID-19 progression, diabetes, and obesity indicate that liver fat or fibrosis could be an early prognostic factor of outcomes in patients with COVID-19. We have seen Blacks and Hispanics being hit hardest with the virus, with both populations having higher rates of metabolic syndrome, while Hispanics have a higher likelihood of progression to fibrotic NASH due to genetics. Blacks don't seem to have the same progression. Nevertheless, both groups share higher rates of steatosis and likely NASH. If we can prevent the progression of fibrosis at a minimum, and better than that, show regression of fibrosis and resolution of NASH, then I think we'll be able to affect long-term outcomes in more Americans, and not just liver-related events, but cardiac, renal, and malignancy-related events.
Before we conclude, just a couple more questions. What is EchoSend's focus to continue bringing this awareness of NAFLD diagnosis and treatment in a post-pandemic world?
Certainly. If we're able to continue to generate positive research as it relates to FibroScan, we should be able to point to it as a point-of-care tool that can actually be linked to long-term outcome. The use of a non-invasive test enables them to predict how a patient feels, functions, or survives over the long term.
Well, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today, Mr. Gingrich, and for what you're doing in the space through EchoSend and the technology you're offering as well through the company. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on EchoSend and how they could be in touch. Where's the best place online to do so?
Absolutely, Eric. The best place would be at echosens.com. That's EchoSens, echosens.com. And we'd be more than happy to answer any questions. Reach out to us. There'll be a place within the website to ask any questions or to obtain some feedback. So more than happy to help in any way I can. And I thank you for your time, Eric.
And I certainly appreciate yours as well. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Mr. John Gingrich, the CEO of EchoSend's North America, a high technology company, offering the FibroScan family of products. And for more information, simply visit echosens.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.